Any incriminating statement given by an accused to the investigating officer while that person is in custody in a money laundering case is what the Supreme Court said is something that is not acceptable. That's what the Supreme Court has said today, and that's what we are going to be looking at very, very closely indeed. Now, this is important because several key cases, including the cases involving Arvind Kejriwal, Manish Sisodia, K. Kavita, and others, are in fact linked in many ways to approvers. And in some cases, these approvers have been in custody, but they have turned approver despite that. In PMLA cases, the Supreme Court seems to suggest that that is problematic. Well, joining us now, Shradhan Farasat, advocate of the Supreme Court. I'm joined by Ashutosh Srivastav, also an advocate of the Supreme Court, and Professor Vikram Singh, the former Director General of Uttar Pradesh. Let me come across to you, Shradhan, first, just that basic statement which the court has made, that any incriminating statement given by an accused to the investigating officer while in custody in a money laundering case will not be admissible as evidence. What is the significance of this?
So this is a principle of Section 25 of Evidence Act, which applies across the board, not just in PMLA cases, but in other cases as well. In PMLA cases, the question was whether the person at the relevant time when that statement is being taken is an accused, etc. And therefore, whether it will be hit by Section 25 or not. But now I think the Supreme Court in this has taken a position, at least in the facts of this case, that it will be hit by Section 25. And broadly, it was not as if it was completely excluded. In the legal position wasn't as if Section 25's application was excluded. Because even in the earlier judgment, Madan Lal Chaudhary, it was clearly indicated that it will depend on the facts of each case. And in this matter, it has been applied to say that it is actually hit by Section 25 bar. Now, the important thing is that what we are seeing, and this is the important thing in a bunch of judgments which have come out in the last 3 or 4 months from the Supreme Court, is that PMLA as an act and the restrictions it puts, both in terms of bail and some other aspects, is being slowly chipped away by the Supreme Court, because I think there is a clear realization that this is a law which clearly impairs liberty in a
Shradhan, we're losing your line. We'll come back to you in a moment. Ashutosh Srivastav, how do you see the significance of this? Do you believe that this is something which might actually give us some sort of direction in where all of these cases linked to the Delhi liquor scam are actually going? Ashutosh?
See, you know, first of all, this is the settled principle of law, that self-incrimination of an accused and admitting any commission of any offense is not at all admissible in the law. So it is not only in this case, but even if we see any other, like even NDPS case and all, Section 67 of NDPS Act. So there are such provisions, as my learned friend said, about Section 25 of the Evidence Act. So that is already the settled principle of law. Now, the question, or maybe the remark which has been made by the Supreme Court, is not basically on the government or the government agencies. See, the bail is something which has to be decided by the courts, considering the evidence and, the prosecution story and also the supporting evidences along with that, or the charge sheet. So now the remark is basically on the trial court or maybe to the high court, that they should have considered this view, this particular aspect,
exactly,
or maybe the settled principle of law not, while deciding
not,
the bail
it's
petition.
Not so much to the prosecutors, so, but obviously it's the prosecutors who would need to be aware of all of this.
Yes, it has got nothing to do with the government agencies.
The government agencies, which have been pushing to deny bail in all of these cases on the basis of the Supreme Court has decided today or has said today, right, will need to figure out their stance going forward.
See,
let me just read out, Ashutosh, the key quote over here. Liberty of the individual is always the rule, and deprivation by procedure established by law is the exception. A twin test does not take away this principle. That twin test applies to Section 45. We'll talk about that later.
Section 45.
Right. We'll talk about Section 45 later on. But the Supreme Court said that the principle of liberty precedes that. So therefore, when we look at all of these cases of corruption, would you not agree, Ashutosh, that this could today, what's happened today could have an impact on how these cases go? A precedent has been
set. Yes, see, there would be a merit of different cases altogether different because every case cannot be treated in the similar manner.
Sure.
Now, if there are concrete evidences against an accused, then obviously the court has to see the other aspect. See, every accused has the right, to have the fair trial. And based on that trial, the accused, the court has to decide, the trial court has to decide whether that accused is convicted or acquitted after the, complete procedure. However, see, the accused are arrested, after the FIR is registered only for the purpose of investigation. And also that if they are released, so they may go out and they may tamper with the evidences. So once the investigation is complete, the charge sheet is filed.
No, but I just want to try and understand the precedent over here. We've got Shadan back I'll be going across to Dr. Vikram Singh in just a minute. But Shadan, what the judges also said, Justice Gawai and Justice Vishwanathan, is, and I quote, relying on the judgment in Manish Sisodia, we've said that even in PMLA, prevention of money laundering, bail is a rule and jail is the exception. So,
exception.
Again, it's quite broad. Could this definition not be extended to so many cases where bail comes up and the prosecution says, please deny it?
Yes, absolutely. I think what we are seeing is a clear indication from the Supreme Court that PMLA will not be treated as an exception to the general rules of bail jurisprudence, to the general rules of how liberty is important, and the fact that the enforcement directorate has got away with it for the last 2, 3, 4 years is possibly going to stop now. I think we are seeing a pattern of decision, not just one or two. I think there have been 3 or 4 in the recent past by different benches of the Supreme Court. And I think the pattern is very clear that there is a problem with this law insofar as liberty of individuals is concerned. And I think the unsaid bit is that there has been misuse by the agencies as well.
Okay. Dr. Vikram Singh, another key part of what the court said today, and I quote, the prosecution has to be fair. You can't pick and choose anyone. What is this fairness? A person who incriminates himself has been made a witness, right? So the court said this, questioning that process. And this appears to have been the case, and correct me if I'm wrong, in so many of the recent cases of corruption, where a person who himself is behind bars or is being investigated, incriminates themselves, right? And has been made a witness. I beg your pardon, a person incriminates themselves and has been made a witness, and thereby a person who is an alleged guilty in this particular case or is being investigated, get into more trouble. And that the judge appears to say, the judges, that process is not fair. What is the significance of that?
Vishnuji, we have understood the significance of sections 25 and 27 of the Indian Evidence Act that no statement made before the police officer or investigator shall be admissible in the court of law. Section 27 qualifies it unless it leads to a recovery of a substance, a place, or a mental state. But the very fact that these statements have been used and the approver law in the country are absolutely very clear. And it is a very difficult path to tread, but the rules are very clear. Article 21 and also Justice Krishna Iyer, bail not jail in the year 1977, also reinforced by Justice Markande Kadju. But the fact of the matter is, it's more what to talk of PMLA, UAPA and POXO. These are the three laws under which I don't think any court in the country would even think of looking towards the path of bail. But yes, this has been set right by the Honorable Supreme Court that any frivolous statement, any delirious statement, any contrived statement, when I say contrived statement, a word to the wise is enough, and I'm sure they'd understand that why so many detentions of high profile cases happen because of a statement given before the investigator. Rest assured, had this happened even 25 years ago, that investigator and his role would have been questioned,
okay,
and the entire investigation set aside, Vishnuji. In this case, I'm happy that the Supreme Court has intervened and has questioned why a large number of such high-profile cases, the only testimony that is relied upon is a statement made before the investigating officer.
Sure.
That is where the horrible fault line is.
Shadan, just for the benefit of our viewers, and I wasn't very clear in my last question, the significance of what's happening right now in the Delhi liquor case with people incriminating themselves by turning approver. Could you tell us about how this has been a trend and how the prosecution appears to be relying on this? And if that is the case, then how can today's you know, statements by the Supreme Court have an impact.
Yeah, so see, approver is a concept which is somebody who is also an accused, then sort of gives material, to explain it simply to your viewers, gives material to the prosecution, which assists the prosecution, and in the process, he is entitled to certain benefits. It's that's the broad principle. Now, what has happened is that approver evidence is generally seen, and there is enough case law on that, as a very weak form of evidence to begin with. What has happened in these cases is that all of the evidence, almost the entirety of the material which the prosecution agencies have, is approver evidence. I mean, there is no evidence broadly independent of the approver evidence in most of these cases. So that obviously puts a huge question mark, because the person, when he's turning approver, is obviously not in a state where he's completely independent, although approver evidence is admissible. Today's case is not directly in that sense on a approver evidence per se, because it is in the case of, if you self-incriminate yourself, it was what in today's case, the issue was this. There were two cases by ED against this person. And in one of the cases, he gives an admission which is being used in the other case. And the Supreme Court says, boss, that's hardly a distinction. It doesn't matter which of the two cases he's self-incriminating himself. And therefore, there is no distinction. Section 25 will have full play. That's today's case. It doesn't go into approval law in detail.
Okay.
But I think there is a general, I think if you look at the pattern of, there is obviously stated propositions of law. But I think when you look at so many 3 or 4, 5 judgments which have come out in recent past, I think it is clear that the court is quite cognizant of its role as a constitutional court and the fact that liberty in these cases has been compromised. And it is important that liberty doesn't get compromised by usage of a bad law.
Okay. Ashutosh, the flip side of looking at this is Section 45 and the two conditions, right? The twin conditions for bail. Number one, there should be prima facie satisfaction that the accused has not committed the offence and that he's not likely to commit any offence while on bail.
Yes.
How is this entire section, in a sense, challenged by what the judge has said today?
See, under Section 45, for an accused, it is not that easy to prove, that he has not committed an offence when the matter is under investigation. And also, you know, that he would not commit such an offence in future. And there is one more condition there, that obviously the state has to be, the prosecution has to be given proper opportunity to oppose that bail. So, you know, to prove during the investigation process that the accused has not committed the offence is a challenging one. And because of that, many of the bail of the accused are denied or rejected by the concerned court. So here the Supreme Court says that the self-incriminating statement by the accused will also apply in those kind of cases where, the matter is under PMLA, that is money laundering. Because the main, the concept here is that when a person is arrested, he is under threat of the investigating agency. And whatever the statement that accused makes is under, maybe because of the pressure or whatever. So unless and until the statement what has been made by the accused matches with the investigation and it actually catches the entire investigating process by which it can be concluded that the statement what the accused has made is matching or corroborating with the kind of evidences collected by the investigating agencies. So in those kind of cases, it can be prima facie held that yes, this accused could have committed that crime. So in those cases, the courts, they generally deny the bail considering Section 45 of PMLA. So that is the basic concept. But here the Supreme Court has said that concept that a person who has whether committed or not committed the crime, but his self-incriminating statement will also apply in the cases of PMLA.
Okay.
And hence, the cases registered under PMLA, this Section 45, whatever, will not bar the courts from granting bail to such accused. So this is what is the concept here.
I'd like to thank you all very much for joining us over here. It is an important observation by the Supreme Court. Let's see what the impact is. But I think, as Shadhan was mentioning, that, you know, this does perhaps set a precedent. It's not just the statements or the remarks made by these judges, but we've seen a bit of a trend in terms of how the Supreme Court has been looking at the entire issue of bail as opposed to jail, and perhaps several cases might be impacted by these observations.